No audio.
Ian Farrell.
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. Steve Jones.
Here.
Thank you. Dee Roberts.
Here.
Thank you. Heidi Worlton.
Here.
Thank you. Brian Porter is absent this evening. Colby Rogers.
Here.
Thank you. Chris Halpin.
Here.
Thank you. All right, now, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Item number three, I'd like a motion to approve the agenda, the consent agenda, and the minutes from December the 6th, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Approved. Hearing none. Minutes in the agenda are approved. I'm in item number four, communications. Questions we have?
Yes. We received three lodging tax applications for spending the hotel tax. And we gave out $9,000. We had three applicants. The Chamber received $3,500. The Carriage Museum is going to receive $4,000. And the Seaport Museum is going to receive $1,500 for 2022 for the funds. Just wanted to say congratulations and thank you for applying.
All right. Thank you. We have two people from the public this evening that are would like to speak. Let's start with Captain Pete. Sarah.
Thank you, Laura. My message here is short. It's a little card and it's dated today and it says to His Honor Tony Morgan from Commander Post 150, subject appreciation. Number one, on this, your almost last day on the job, please accept this token from Post 150, the American Legion, for past years of support. Two, thank you. Respectfully, Pete Dara.
Thank you, Captain.
And good luck in your new assignment, sir.
Thank you. He's saying you.
I know, Chief. Good to see you.
All right, Tim Thompson is here to speak for the Seaport Museum.
Yes, I'd like to just say thank you for letting me know that you've supported us this year with the Lodging Tax Grant. I wanted to give a little bit of report of what's happened to us over the last couple of years. 2020, you know, along with everybody, had a pretty hard time that year. The museum, we were mostly closed during that time frame, so we had some pretty low numbers. And the thing that was most devastating about it is that in 2019, we had contracted for advertising in 2020, and we had spent money for advertising then. We were specifically targeting the joint military bases, Fort Lewis and McChord Air Force Base and the Bangor Naval Base area. And Bremerton area. And so we had put advertising in those areas in a magazine that they have specifically for their members and their employees. And we thought that it was pretty much a shot in the dark that didn't work because of 2020. And it was just a one-time ad, even though that magazine was going to be available to all those people throughout the year. It was one of those, almost like a yearbook magazine for the military members. Well, it turned out in 2021, we had a much, much better year than we anticipated. We expected much lower numbers, but when I actually did a count, we were a little over 1,000 people came to our museum and visited, even with the times that we had there when we were closed, and even with the restrictions of people having to wear masks and be clean and keep your distance and keep our numbers down. The other surprising thing that happened too is that the number of people who came over 50 miles away was near 800 people coming from outside over 50 miles away. And we noticed in our logs that a majority of those people were coming from the Tacoma area. So that's pretty much the hub of where our advertising had gone in the year before.
Yeah.
So this magazine, you know, one of our reasons for choosing that is because it was one of those magazines that's sort of like a yearbook. It's something that people kept and they kept looking at it. It's something that stayed out that people kept looking at it. It's something that ended up in local businesses in your waiting rooms and people kept looking at it. We're hoping that that, you know, turned out to be the case. Now, we're hoping to recontact the same company and do a similar advertising funds that you guys are providing with us this year and contract for another one in a similar magazine if we're not too late. They had some early deadline things last year, and I'm not certain that those deadlines are going to continue. Another thing that happened is, because we were closed in 2020, they gave us lots of time to do a lot of remodeling in the museum. We used to have a room to the side, which was known as our library. Well, our library has been moved upstairs to the balcony, and that new area has become a new room. Because we received a donation from a lady out of Colorado that had collected Pacific Northwest Indian baskets. And with a lot of other art. And then along with some stuff that we had in the museum that we were hoping to put up, we've changed that room now into an actual display room to the side. So we've probably added 25% more displays in the museum. The other things that happened is with that donation, the lady that donated those baskets also donated us some funds to help keep us running during our down year and, you know, 2020. In 2021, our visitors were very generous. Our donations are up and our finances are looking much better. I'm sure we're not so concerned about whether or not we're going to be able to pay the electric bill throughout the year. And then the last thing I'd like to share with you is that we have a number of things that are coming up. We're going to be closed December 24th all the way to the 1st of February for our maintenance season. We have a couple of things in the works. They're not set yet, but we have a couple large boats that we're hoping to get our hands on to go on display at the museum. We have a gentleman out of Fort Townsend that's in January going to be donating a special handling cart for sail masts, and plus another model and some other nautical display pieces at the museum. So, only other thing I can say is I encourage you all to come down, come and see the museum and what we've got. Let's give you a tour. If our time frames, and we're going to stick as close as possible to what we've had so that we're consistent. Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 4. And if you can't make it and in that time frame, we are also open to do a custom opening for people. So if they have a group and they want to show up on a Sunday or a Monday, we'll make the time for that. If they need to be there at 10 o'clock because they need to be back on the road and head somewhere else, we make time for that also. And we are still committed to be a free museum. So the entrance, no matter how much money you got in your pocket or what kind of funds you've got at home, you can still come and go through the museum and be treated like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And the only thing we ask is that after you've enjoyed yourself in the museum, if you can support us, we have a donation box. And that's the way we ran the museums last year, and our donations, like I said, are way up. Of course, our visitations were way up.
Yeah. Good. Excellent.
So that's it for my report.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Keep up the good work and show up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. All right, item number six, oath of office. We have two council members that are going to be oaths in this evening, sworn in.
I thought we were being sworn out.
We're sworn out.
That's what this is, right?
You both can do it at the same time. How's that?
The swear in isn't until January. Right?
No, you do. This is for your short term.
Right.
You're going to do it now for short term. Yeah. And then you're going to be back in on January 3rd.
Come on over, Heidi. Okay. We'll stand here together.
Okay. Raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. State your name, please.
Hi, Heidi Morrison.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm
that I am a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington. That I am legally qualified. To assume the office of the City of Raymond Council Member position.
To assume the office of City of Raymond Council Member position.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the state of Washington.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of this office to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. See me afterwards, and I'll have
you
guys sign it.
We're sworn out. Does that mean we're done? We go home?
No.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you, and congratulations. Item number seven, Ordinance 1906 is the second reading of the 2021 budget amendments. Like some motions.
I make a motion to approve Ordinance 1906, the 2022, but 2021 budget amendments.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The motion passes. Item number eight, Ordinance 1907, second reading of the 2022 budget.
I make a motion to approve Ordinance 1907, 2022 budget.
Second.
There was a second?
Okay.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Ordinance 1907 passes. Ordinance 1908, this is the second reading of the 2022 utility rate increase.
I make a motion to approve Ordinance 1908, the 2022 utility rate increases.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
We talked about the COVID money that's coming our way. Is there any way we can apply that to this instead of raising rates? You know, Ian talked about doing something for the community, giving back some of this COVID money back to the community. Wouldn't this be one way we could do that, by simply not raising these rates, but using some of that money for that in place of that?
I don't know quite offhand that question, but I would say that you could use it for utility customers that cannot pay their bills as a way of doing that. But
no, that isn't for everybody that way, though. That's what I'm saying. This rate affects every user in the city.
Yes, but garbage is not, we cannot use it for garbage. It'd just be water and sewer, and it's upgrades. It's
And I don't know that you can use it to shore up your fund.
Is that what you're doing with this rate?
Because this rates are paying our sewer and our loans off.
And then it's only good for 1 year.
Right.
So then at the end of 1 year, then you're going to have to raise them.
Yeah.
And I think isn't there problems with using it for things like this? Like you weren't supposed to use it in place of?
Yeah, I don't know that you can use it to shore up an enterprise fund. I think that you have to use it for infrastructure for projects, not to shore up your.
Okay.
But Steve, hopefully we can spend some of that on things that we need, and then 2 years from now the rate won't go up as much, right? I mean, it's the long game, unfortunately, but it gets to the same purpose eventually.
Hopefully so, yes.
Yeah.
Good question though.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
All right.
There wasn't a, was there that an opposed?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I was just late hitting my mute button. Sorry.
Okay.
Sound like one, didn't it?
I thought it was at first. Though.
Ordinance 1908 passes then. Item number 10, ordinance 1909. This is a first reading, amending RMC section 2.40, compensation of elective officers. I'd like a motion and a second.
Well, I can make the motion to move ordinance 1909 to a second reading.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, sure. So I didn't get that far deep in the reading. So what are the rates?
What's been proposed?
It's in
to change the ordinance is in that, but it's $1,000 for the mayor,
okay,
and $300 for the council,
okay.
And did you get the information that I sent out?
I did get the matrix information. Okay, some reason or other, I didn't go far enough or something. I didn't get it. So it's $1,300.
Did you want to see this?
Oh yeah. Okay, that's good. I just wanted to know the answer.
Thank you for clarifying it had to be an ordinance and not a motion passing, which we probably should have said something about that in the minutes of last meeting, how we voted on that. Really, it was a moot.
No, because we were going to have an ordinance
right
at this meeting. That's why I didn't mention it.
Yeah.
Another thing is that the city council amount, because you all are voting on it, you're voting on your wages. So how that works is when you are elected into your new term of office, you will receive that. So Ian and Colby's new term isn't as up in December of 2023. So they will not be sworn in until that time for their term. So they will remain at what they are. So this is for new members. I just wanted to clarify that because Dean and I looked into it through MRC.
Yes, it's only new members.
Okay. So I can't vote, neither can Heidi.
No, you can vote.
No, and I just want to say a couple comments about the mayor's compensation. Only that in my history of dealing with compensation, compensations should be based on responsibilities and accountabilities. Of course, the more responsibilities, accountabilities you got, the more pay you get. So, and I wholeheartedly believe that what we're asking our mayor to do, manage the whole city, attend all the meetings that are off to the side. I feel really like, $1,000 really makes sense. I just because I don't know how you can do a job like that for $300 or whatever we were paying. I don't know what it was. So I think it's a long time coming for us, and I wholly support it.
Any more discussion?
Yep, a couple things. I don't have anything against the amounts. I like the amount of research. I have nothing, there's nothing wrong with being on par with similar cities. I don't think this is the way to incentivize harder work out of the mayor. I mean, altruistically, yes, it is. And altruistically, hopefully people might do this for free. They don't, that's fine. But we can't tell the mayor they have to work more hours in the week. We can't tell the mayor they're not doing a good enough job and they're going to be let go. So part of why this was brought up was incentivization. It's not the right way to do that. The other parts of the reasoning are sound. I think that just, to me, continues to highlight that a city manager can be told you will work this many hours a week, you will have this amount of performance, or you will lose your job. And I think that's a good long-term strategy for the city. So there's that part. The other part is, with this ordinance, first reading tonight, second reading next year, how does that impact? Because then Steve and Heidi and Dee are in their terms and Tony. So how does that play in?
You know, quite truthfully, Ian, that crossed my mind, and I wondered if it should be a one reading only.
Well, yeah, we're supposed to do one reading only for emergencies. I think it's a hard sell to say that increasing somebody's pay, especially the people who are voting on it, that doesn't seem like an emergency. That seems like treading on some water we don't want to tread.
Well, it actually doesn't affect the mayor. The mayor's salary can be raised at any time. The only thing it does affect is the council. So I'm not sure about the council. It crossed my mind. I've been off work, so I haven't done any research to see when it goes for a first reading in 1 year and the second reading into the second year with the new council. I've done no research, so I can't. I personally can't answer that. As far as the mayor's salary, it can be done at any time. So there you go. That's all I really have to say about that. So
I did budget it.
So Gretchen said it's budgeted, yeah. But as far as the new council vote, and the whole reason being that you give an increase to the council prior to the council's moving into their new position is because a council member cannot vote or cannot give themselves a raise. That's law. So, I don't know.
Why don't we take the council part out of it and do it all together next year?
Or you can just look into it, Gretchen. I really don't know.
I don't either.
You know, because if it's an issue, it's easier to not have the issue than to,
yeah,
to.
Well, taking it out and putting it in later, I don't think changes anything. I think, an ordinance isn't passed until its second reading is passed, which means it doesn't go into effect until next year. My guess is that's the way it will shake out. So whether you take it out now and do a second reading without it next year and then put it in later, or just do a second reading on the whole thing next January, probably doesn't make a lick of difference.
It would not make any difference. And then the council's salary would not increase until the next election.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. What if we were sworn in the last meeting in January instead of the first?
You have to be in the first.
You have, because that's when you're certified to
take
the rest of the year.
Hey,
answer my question.
Hey, Ian, I want to respond to your first comment. It's why in the first part I talked about I didn't use the word incentivize, because I don't think it even belongs.
No.
I don't think it's an issue. It's roles and responsibilities. It's what this position is accountable for. That's the way I view it. I don't see it as an incentive, and that's why I didn't use that term, because I don't think it applies.
I didn't think you had the initial discussion last meeting that had come up as a reason, not in your discussion today.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I think maybe next time we do this, we don't do it during the lame duck part of the year between election and the new year. It's just messy. Maybe we make this a summertime thing going forward.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Unless someone wants to amend the motion, I think we should go ahead and vote to move this to the second reading. So all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
One opposed? All right, thank you. The ordinance 1909 first reading has been approved. So let's go to item number 11, renewal of personal services contract for Mr. Jeff Parnas. I take a motion and a second to approve the contract for Mr. Parnas for 3 months. I believe that the contract that I'm proposing was in whatever that's called.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. And so you've had an opportunity to look at it. So I think the way we should do this is I should have you make a motion and a second to approve it, and then we can discuss it, and then you can vote whether or not you want to make it work. So could I have a motion and a second to discuss Mr. Carnes's potential contract? All right, hearing none, Mr. Carnes sent me an email and asked me if he was going to be rehired again, or if he should just drop the keys off. His contract is over, he's finished, and at that point, we do not have a theater director. And his responsibility also included taking care of the apartments. And so I guess he would no longer be in charge of that either, because he's not contracted for it. If you notice that all I did to the contract was amended his title at the beginning of the contract, that it would include the entire complex, and he would also be in charge of collecting rents for the community center kitchen.
So the term, Tony, is 3 months.
That's
you picked 3 months because
we're still in limbo with the court in terms of whether or not they would like to purchase the complex.
Okay, so let me ask you. So is that, well, maybe I shouldn't ask you, I should ask Dee in a month, maybe. I'm just wondering if that's the way we're going to proceed with that through the year.
3 months at a time.
Or are we going to, obviously we're waiting for the port. That could be 9 months, 12 months, whatever it is. So.
How long was the MOU? Do you remember?
The MOU went for the port, with the port.
With the port.
Went for a year, didn't it?
Was it 12 months?
No.
9 months?
I believe it was six.
Six?
I believe it was six. And I believe it's
the
end of March.
It's the end of March. Okay.
So these 3 months you're figuring will cover that.
Yeah.
Period.
I'm just sorry. I'm disappointed he's not here. I guess I just thought maybe he would not here necessarily, but even be.
Yeah. I see he's on the.
Oh,
he's
not
on there.
No, is he not? No,
yes, he is.
His name?
Paul's on there. Or no.
That's not Paul.
No,
that's
not, he's not there.
Guy,
so I
guy. Huh.
Well, I had this talk with him. But like I said, he sent me an email and asked me the question, and I felt like it was a perfectly reasonable thing for him to do because he would need to know what the future was going to be for him. So I made the adjustments to the contract that I thought were appropriate, and I went to visit him, and he was fine with the changes. I'm able to speak for him.
Okay.
Other than the fiasco with the kitchen, is he doing an okay? Is he doing okay, Gretchen? Is he doing?
A better question is, what's he doing?
Well, he's.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can speak to that. I think considering he was essentially thrown into that position. And was operating with a limited amount of funds. I think they did an adequate job. They did do one performance that I attended, my granddaughter's dance show. And they had some problems with some of the equipment, but they managed to put on two performances. And they did a good job with preparing the theater, and they made it happen. Given the situation that they were put in, I think they did a good enough job. I recommend that you accept the contract, but if we can't get a motion and a second to even discuss it, which we're doing right now, we'll just have to tell them to drop his keys off.
Well,
and then next year you guys can find a theater director or complex director.
Hey, I got a question. Why are we having discussion when we didn't have a motion in a second?
That's a good question.
So I would like to move that we accept the contract as proposed.
I'll second that.
All right. Thank you. Now our discussion is legal, I guess.
So,
questions? Any other discussion?
They're attempting to talk there.
Oh, pardon me.
Yep. So, again, you know, in hindsight, having all these things end at the end of the year, at the end of a transition year, this is a recipe for disaster. Also, trying to limp along with 3-month contracts and 6-month MOUs and things like that, I think we're starting to see that that is also problematic. I think we should do this for 3 months and then we should stop doing 3-month ones, but the theater complex should be open. We have tenants. We have people who maybe want to rent the theater. We have people who maybe want to go to a movie. If we have a solution to keep it open for 3 months while we get a better solution, and I don't mean better theater manager, I mean a better solution, I think we should do that.
And I support that. Ian, I just would like to see whoever's in there have some better guidance. I guess my concern is guidance.
I agree with that completely. I have thought for a long time that it's silly we don't hear more from our theater managers directly or indirectly. It really is just comes up as a red line in the budget every year, and we all wonder why. So I think we can do better at that going forward.
Okay, I guess that was my hesitation of even making a motion because I have some concerns. So, okay.
if we don't think this is the right person, we should vote no. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't think that. I just think that guidance, yep. I guess, is the issue.
Yep.
Yep.
Is the public allowed to speak?
Pardon me?
Yeah. Who's that?
This is Connie from Third Street Bakery and Bistro. Is the public allowed to speak on this matter?
No,
I'm sorry.
Okay, no. Thank you.
Council discussion.
Thank you.
All right, any more discussion? If not, all those in favor of offering Mr. Carnett's theater complex contract for the next 3 months, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
One opposed. All right, the ayes have it. Mr. Carnett has been approved, his contract's been approved. So let's go to item number 12. Department head report, Fire Chief Bill Didion.
Thank you, Mayor. A couple things. We're expecting our first round of really cold and probably snowy weather this weekend. I'm just urging everybody to be safe, keep your family safe. This is, you know, can be a busy, dangerous time for all of us. So just be aware of that. And happy holidays. And, you know, Mr. Mayor, I want to thank you for your service in the last end of the year. Thank you for all you've done for me.
Uh-huh.
Best of luck.
Police Chief Chuck Sport is on vacation.
What?
He's always on vacation.
Is he on?
No.
No, he's not on.
But we do have our Public Works Director, Eric Feinberg, on the Zoom. Do you have anything?
Good evening. Yep. I don't have a whole lot. We're just finishing up the end of the year and some of the guys are off using their vacation up and we're just tidying up, waiting for the next year. If you guys have any questions, I'd be more than happy to try to answer them.
Eric, I don't have any questions, but this is Dee. Could you, if you guys have some cold mix or whatever you call it, hot mix, cold mix, could you check out the top of Barnhart?
We sure can.
Yeah, there's it, you know, it's just terrible. And I know it doesn't last, but it's right in the middle. Big old hole.
Okay. We'll take a look at her.
Thank you. I've been meaning to call you and I just forget. So
yeah, if anybody has any, you know, potholes or anything they want done, just give us a call. That's how we find them. Generally, we do drive around a bit, but it is helpful when citizens or council members call and let us know so we can get to them.
Yeah. Thank you.
Also, Eric.
Yes.
Melissa Ash is on right now. Did you guys get that taken care of in Riverdale?
Well, we did, but we didn't get it finished up to get it on the agenda. So it'll be on next agenda.
I was just curious.
If council, I we didn't get it on the agenda, so I didn't want to really speak to it. I think everybody will be happy with it. We finished it up later on Thursday afternoon and the agenda had went out. So.
Question is the Willapa Center, is it still on hold?
What's that? Sorry.
Is the Willapa Center still on hold or are they moving on that?
As far as I know, it's still moving forward. It's just they're trying to find a place to get rid of the contaminated soil. And I think with the holidays, they're just off. That's the last I was told. They got to find a place to get rid of it. It's not a ton. But then with the holidays, I will follow up with the email and try to have something for you guys next council meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
Tis that time of year.
Thank you. Treasurer, don't you say?
I don't have much other than it is a busy time for me this end of the year and the auditors are keeping me busy. Everything seems to be fine. He asked me for someone on the council that is on the finance committee to talk about the bills and looking over and making sure everything was done. And he reached out to Heidi and then he said the council and the mayor, but he really meant Tony. So he had talked to Tony and he called Dee and she said talk to Tony. So they had discussions this week. So we're just moving forward into the new year to still keep the audit going. And that's about it. Looking forward to ending this year on a good note. Tony will be with us on the council, so we'll still be seeing him. Can't get too far away from us. And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you for his mayor's comments. I'm concerned that it's been an interesting 4 years. I think COVID turned everything upside down. And we have managed to survive. In fact, we've managed to thrive as far as I'm concerned. The city's in a good position right now. And we're busy making all the improvements that we can afford. And I wanted to let Dean know that I would be more than willing to help you with anything during the transition. If you have any questions or anything at all like that, and you'd like to reach out to me, I'm available.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate
the council for the last 4 years and all the attention that you've given the city. And that's about it. I'll see you next year on the City Hall's chair. All right.
We're just going to switch seats.
Right. All right.
Thank you, Mayor.
Any council comments?
Yes. This is Colby. I am relocating from the area, so I will not be able to serve out my term. So this will pretty much be my last meeting. I appreciate working with each and every one of you and learning about small government and serving the city of Raymond. So.
Colby, can you put that in an email to me, please, or write a letter, please?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I'll shoot that off to you tomorrow, no problem.
Thank you. And I'm sorry to see you go.
Thank you.
Who am I going to pick on?
Who am I going to pick on?
That's right.
There's two there.
See? Okay. Any other council comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.